Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, February 1st. After settling lower at the end of the overnight session, corn, wheat, and beans all saw fund buying initiated on the opening and continue throughout the day with an additional flurry on the close, and all markets settled nicely higher on the day. So first, let's take a look at March corn, finishing the day up 8.5 cents at 368.25. Overnight, they traded down near the 50-day moving average, which came in at 357.5. We made a low of 58 and then rallied throughout the day, settling up near the 200-day moving average, which comes in at about 369, settling just 3/4 of a cent below that average. Ethanol production released this week. We hit a new record high of 1.061 million barrels per day. That's 10 years above last year's number for this week. And people are speculating that this could lead to an increase in the USDA's corn for ethanol usage of between 70 and 100 million bushels. So funds were active buyers in the corn, purchasing an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 contracts of corn. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March up 13 cents at 433.75. Kansas City March up 11 cents at 440.5. Wheat also rallying overnight, or rather off the overnight settlement near the 50-day moving average, which came in at 416. We made a low of 417 and then rallied off of that throughout the day to settle again at 433.25, at just a penny and a quarter off of the day's highs of 434.5. Funds were buyers of about 7,000 to 8,000 contracts of wheat. In the beans, March finished up 12.25 cents at 1036.75. The 200-day moving average, actually the support in March beans today, that came in at 1015.5, the low of the day at the end of the overnight session, 1017. And we also did settle above the 50-day moving average. That comes in at 1035. We settled at 1036.75. In November, we finished up 11 cents at $10.12 a bushel. Funds were active buyers in the beans as well, buying between 6,000 and 8,000 contracts, adding to their already long net position. USDA announced a sale this morning of 236,700 beans to unknown. This was also a good kickstart to the market after the finish of the overnight session. After making a double bottom in the last 2 days between 1019 and 1019.5 in the March, beans traded below that down to 1017, but then had a nice strong reversal off of that. So we'll have to see if this was a one-day fund kind of money inflow risk on type trade, or if this purchasing will continue. Also have to keep an eye on South American weather. Getting good rains in Argentina and Brazil, also getting some coverage, especially up in the northeast area. But obviously today it was the fund-driven buying that carried the day. In outside markets, we had the dollar finish up 17 points at 99.66 after making about a six-week low down to 99.48. Crude oil finishing the day up 73 cents a barrel at 53.54, with stocks trading at this point just up about 12 cents, 19,876. And we've got gold trading down about 50 cents an ounce at $1,211 an ounce. Well, that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.